Greetings, everyone, and welcome to another Healing Hearts Ministries broadcast. I am Pastor Isaac Tapper, and today I am coming to you from the New Covenant Church of God at 10428 Astoria Boulevard, East Elmhurst, Queens. This broadcast is dedicated to the rebuilding and the restoring and the renewing of God's people. Today, I would like to talk about God's love. And I would like for you to turn with me, Book of John and chapter 3. The dictionary describes love as a feeling of strong or constant affection of one person for another person. You might call it a passionate attraction and desire. Some people get a queasy type of feeling in their stomach when they think that they're in love. But this concept of love is linked with romantic love and not God's love. And romantic love is actually based on emotions, but real love is based on God, because God is love. No definition of love can mean anything unless it's rooted in God and God's word. Love must have an anchor, something that it is attracted to, something that will not move. And that unmovable thing is God and his love. In the book of John, in chapter 3 and verse 16, we find these most important words: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son." Then in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 through 6, we find these words: "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive with Christ. By grace you have been saved." And then verse 6 says, "And raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus." I don't think there's any other verse in the Bible so much quoted as in John 3:16. In this one verse, it summarizes the entire Bible. All the highways of the Bible intersect in John 3:16. It's interesting to note that this verse contains 25 words, and the very middle word is Son, meaning the Son of God. If all roads lead to John 3:16, and then when you arrive at John 3:16, you will find Jesus at the center, it means Jesus is at the center of the entire Bible. A religious man by the name of Nicodemus came to Jesus late one night, and he asked Jesus a very poignant question. In John 3 and 4, Nicodemus said to Jesus, "How can a man be born again when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born again?" Jesus explained to him that unless one is born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus told him, "That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Nicodemus was so perplexed at what Jesus said, because Nicodemus said in John 3 and 9, "How can these things be?" Then Jesus said to him, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things?" John couldn't understand what Jesus was saying. He was perplexed because John had some preconceived notions and fixed thoughts about who could and who could not be saved. Nicodemus was a religious Pharisee. He knew God to be a God of holiness and a God of law and a God of judgment. Pharisees did not stress the love of God, and I can understand how he felt. But when you think about how evil man is, who would think that God would even care about us? For the very first object of God's love was not the world in its fallen condition on the sixth day of Genesis, when God saw that everything he had made was very good. But the very first object of God's love was the world that now lies in ruin